KURL, and this is Tuesday, the 19th of March, 74.
Americans, this is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news. Equal rights for women. The constitutional amendment providing equal rights for women has been ratified by 33 states, but Tennessee is changing its mind. The Tennessee Senate, after hearing that it could send pregnant women to the battlefront, is voting to rescind its earlier ratification. In the spotlight, John Capoletti. He has turned down $500,000 to sign with the WFL in Philadelphia, will instead accept a much more modest contract with Los Angeles Rams. Medical Dental. A serum prevents tooth decay in rats. I know, but if it works in lab animals, it may work in humans. And these Marburg, West Germany researchers are convinced that bacteria hides under plaque to cause tooth decay. Some people have an antibody which inhibits plaque. And, they say, they have duplicated the antigen. Now, if it proves safe in humans, it will be given to preschoolers who then, theoretically anyway, need never have a cavity. Minneapolis, the kidnapped banker's wife is back with her family. Eunice Kronholm is home. The FBI already has made an arrest. That Long Island, New York boy reported kidnapped last weekend, William Martin, 15, has admitted he kidnapped himself. And the American oil man in Argentina, kidnapped and then ransomed by Esso for a record $14 million, still has not been returned. In Argentina, though, even the head man feels insecure. Dictator Perón today ordered the arrest of seven who'd previously supported him. But he remembers that these are the same ones who kidnapped and murdered former President Aramburu. And I guess it makes Perón nervous to have him around. Director Mary Brooks of the United States Mint has prepared three new coin designs to help focus attention on our nation's 200th birthday in 76. And she has prepared an assortment of commemorative medals. But there is so little attention among Washington-based news media for our nation's upcoming birthday party that as the president is, Mary Brooks is taking her cause to the grassroots, is stumping the nation, seeking to stimulate interest in a rededication of the spirit of 76. These 76 medals and coins will be treasures for numismatists, and hopefully they will be candles on the cake which we are yet to bake. Washington, there will be gasoline for your summer vacation, and those who had said rationing was inevitable are a sorry lot. The 5 months embargo ending, the oil minister of Saudi Arabia says the United States will get all the arab oil it needs from Saudi Arabia alone. We'll get 1 million barrels a day, and it'll be only 6 weeks before the first tankers get from there to here. Detroit car makers are hesitantly jubilant. They figure this will help them unload some of those larger-sized cars which have not been selling. Today's quote worth re-quoting is by Simon Hirsch. He says, "So we were gassing about the price of beef, and now we're beefing about the price of gas." We have a short-term remedy for our fuel situation, but if we are to have a new declaration of independence from other nations, then of course we must press forward in the development of other energy sources. And tomorrow's energy may come from water rather than from oil. 700 scientists from 20 nations are in Miami Beach, contemplating hydrogen as a substitute for petroleum. We know how to convert water to power. All we need is a container that will withstand 200 million degrees Fahrenheit. The sun is right now the only heat used to heat one wing of an elementary school in Timonium, Maryland, and entirely satisfactorily. Medical front just won't apply a decline in heart disease in the United States. A decline in the death rate. About 10% decline in the past 10 years. Preventive maintenance and treatment of early symptoms, I guess. What's next? The GSA will build a building, a $7 million, seven-story office building in Manchester, New Hampshire, incorporating the newest know-how in insulation and low-power consuming heating and cooling, and they expect that this thing is going to use only 60% as much energy as a conventional building the same size. And on Wall Street, the stock market did it again. It went up on the rumor and down on the news. That's the almost infallible axiom, buy on the rumor and sell on the news. Well, the next rumors are going to relate to barometers which are uptrending. For example, the number of new houses started last month was up 22% from the month previous. That's the second monthly increase. And, of course, new houses beget improvement in 100 related industries. The you remember Explode 72? Dallas? Campus Crusade for Christ got it all together in one place. Filled the Cotton Bowl with 85,000 students for a week of Christian training and evangelism. Explode 74 will be in Seoul, Korea, in mid-August. And there will be delegations from every nation in the world. RC Modelers of San Mateo, California, have an editor-archivist named Tom Minger. Tom Minger. And I wonder if you've ever noticed what he has noticed. In a masterwork painting, Madonna and Child. You've seen that painting in schoolrooms since you were a youngster. Madonna and Child. Look carefully next time. In that painting, there appears as a child's toy. As a child's toy. A helicopter. A recognizable helicopter, and the painting was painted in 1460. Politics, Oregon's Governor McCall's mother has reconsidered, decided she'll not run for that office. Oregon's Wayne Morse will seek his old Senate seat at 73. He's going to try again. New York Republican Senator Buckley thinks President Nixon should resign, a liability to the party. Up to now, Massachusetts Senator Brooke is the only Republican publicly to have asked the president to get out of the way. President Nixon offering his stock for sale to the public is going to answer questions at the NAB convention tonight in Houston. That session will be broadcast over this network. The House Judiciary Committee is demanding more tapes, meanwhile. The House Judiciary Committee, which is contemplating impeachment, wants 42 additional tapes from the White House. Now, the White House calls it a fishing expedition, says the committee already has everything, which the grand jury found sufficient. But it's more than Mr. Nixon. It means another to his adversaries. To the president, 3 more years is a matter of 3 more years. But to those philosophically opposed to this president, 3 more years is a matter of 2 more of his Supreme Court appointments. If at all possible, this president must be discredited and his successor intimidated. The White House is the pawn. The court is the prize. Now a potpourri of today's news from page 3. R.W. Chambers saw this sign on a dry cleaner's establishment in Sacramento, California. Clothes cleaned and pressed while you streak. Right? Anyway, it's St. Joseph's Day. And sure enough, right on schedule, the Swallows are returning to Capistrano. But here is a strain. If saying your prayers should be a hazard to your health, how many rosary beads are made of lead? And the Medical Journal of Australia today reports at least one case of lead poisoning and several suspected traced to the habit of kissing rosary beads and or the attached crucifix. Dr. Margaret Taylor now researching whether this explains anemia among nuns. Dr. Alan Guttmacher is dead, president of Planned Parenthood and advocate of population control for 40 years. He was 75. Actress Sheila Scott overdosed herself with drugs, hospitalized, recovering. And the John Johnsons of Bear Lake, Michigan, today celebrate 60 years together. That was a big-bellied DC-10 which crashed near Paris, killing 346 2 weeks ago. McDonnell Douglas, the maker of that plane, this morning was sued by the widow of a passenger for $125 million. And in Memphis, Bill Anderson, good for you. TV cameraman Bill Anderson was filming a cops and robbers chase yesterday. But when the fleeing bank robber ran down a policeman, men backed up to run over him again. Bill Anderson hunkered down in the seat of his car and rammed it into the getaway car. Anderson says he reacted out of sheer anger when he saw this getaway car hit the policeman. He knocked the policeman for 15 feet, broke his back. So Anderson rammed the getaway car. And then the photographer confides that he slid under the dashboard during the ensuing shootout. 8 more tons of marijuana? 8 more tons. That makes 20-some tons in 10 days confiscated near Acapulco, Mexico. 5 more arrested. For what it's worth, department has to vote for this as today's traffic bumper sticker. Seen by Jerry Farr in Abilene, Texas. The Snicker sticker says, quote, not all streakers are created equal.